Our guest today is the beautiful Marion Marlowe, who was well remembered for her many stage appearances and who starred with Arthur Godfrey and his friends on so many television and radio shows. Welcome belatedly to our town.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
You've been in town for a while, and you're appearing out at the In the Round Dinner Playhouse.
That's right, through May the 16th.
Through the 16th. Now, you're not in a Broadway show out there. You're in a load of them, aren't you?
Yes, we're doing a Toast to Broadway, which is a combination of the highlights of about 12 different Broadway shows.
And if we were in, front row center is not exactly we're in the round. It would be in the center circle, it could
That's
be,
right?
What would some of those shows be that we would,
the highlights? The shows that I do are things from Sound of Music, The King and I, Gypsy, Follies, Man of La Mancha.
One of the first things you did was Sound of Music,
That
wasn't
was
it?
My very first mm-hmm. Broadway show. I played it for 3 years on Broadway with Mary Martin.
And, I'll tell you what, let's take a time trip.
All right,
a little
fine.
Bit, okay? We love, our listeners like to reminisce and follow the career of someone they like and then see what's happening today and tomorrow, too. Where did it all begin for you?
Well, I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and received all my early training there.
Mm-hmm.
I left St. Louis when I graduated from Beaumont High School after 2 years of pre-med training. I wanted to be a vet. And I went to California, and I got a job in Ciro's dancing and singing. And a producer from London happened to be there one night, and I was singing in Spanish at the time. I speak Spanish. And he asked me if I'd like to go to London and be in a review. So, not believing anything anyone ever told me after being in Hollywood for a while, I said, of course I would, and 2 months passed by, and I got my ticket on the Queen Elizabeth, and I spent a year in London doing a show called Sauce Tartare, during which my roommate was Audrey Hepburn.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back to America after a year in two command performances, married, and went to Miami Beach, where I got a one-night stand to sing for Arthur Godfrey. And he...
Now, was this on his radio
no,
show?
This he happened to be in the audience the night that I sang.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And after the show was over, he came backstage and said, young lady, I think you're wonderful. Would you like to come and be on my show? And when I came to, I said yes. So I spent 5 years with Arthur.
Those were very good and busy years for you,
they
I'm
certainly
sure,
were. Five times a week, simulcast in the morning. Radio and television for an hour and a half, and then the Wednesday night show, which was an hour.
You didn't. You never appeared on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, though.
No, I never did.
A lot of the people who started with Arthur jumped off of the Talent
yes,
Scouts.
Yes, the Cordettes did, and the Mariners.
The Mariners, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a happy family, wasn't it? Or
yes,
was it?
It was. We got along very well.
So we had
the McGuire
Marion
sisters.
Marion Marlowe and Frank Parker,
yes,
the McGuire
Frank.
Sisters. And
Luann Sims.
Luann Sims. Oh, yes. And how
Jeanette
about the
Davis.
Holly Loki?
Holly Loki Kahaulapua.
Is that her last name?
Yes, uh-huh. And Judas LaRosa, who is now a very big disc jockey back east.
Uh-huh. Do any of the little Godfreys ever get together?
No.
Not at all?
No,
no
it's
no
been
reunion.
A long time.
You know, those were very special days, though.
Oh, they certainly were. They were days when 40 million people watched our show.
How did you, how were you able to handle a tough schedule like that?
Well, I loved every minute of it. I got up at 5 o'clock every morning for 5 years and had to be over at the studio and make up an invoice at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a soprano, it's not easy to be in voice at 7:30 in the morning. Though our airtime was 10 o'clock, or we had to stagger our rehearsal schedules. And we would be together about, 12 hours a day, I suppose. And I never got home before 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
And how much time was taken from your schedule then for the major show on Wednesday nights?
Well, we rehearsed all day Tuesday and all day Wednesday for the Wednesday night show. And then we would naturally have rehearsed our own individual numbers before that on Monday.
You were teamed up quite often with Frank Parker, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, it was. We were a team together, and Frank is... So many people ask me about Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Frank is retired now. He lives in Miami Beach. He's just coming back from an around-the-world tour, and he's enjoying life immensely. He still sings beautifully. And when I get back to New York, we're going to Nashville to cut a record.
Oh, you really are?
Yes, we
no
are.
Kidding. Gee, that we
back
could look
together
forward
again.
To that. Frank Parker and Marian Marlowe together again.
That's
in Nashville,
right.
No less.
In
now.
Nashville, yes.
You know, a lot of people often remember the Godfrey shows and the
yes.
morning things and the evening things, and people do say, whatever happened to, and
of course.
Where is, you know. But what people don't realize is that the face of radio has changed somewhat, and so has television.
Yes.
And while many of the performers have been extremely busy, and I'm sure you have been very busy
yes,
since
I
those
have.
Regularly grueling weekly shows, you've been out of the mass general public's
yes.
limelight for a while. But
I tour about 10 months out of the year.
And where do you go?
United States, Canada, and South mm-hmm. America.
With a show similar to the one that you're doing at the In the Round
No,
Playhouse?
This is the first time I've ever done a review. This is usually with my supper club act that I take, or I do dinner theater shows.
Mm-hmm.
I toured Dolly, Hello Dolly, for 7 months. I toured Gypsy for a year. I toured Bittersweet for 6 months. And this takes up a great deal of time.
What about the? We're always reminiscing, so I have to stay with that a little bit. What about the kinds of fan mail you received back in the Godfrey days?
Well, I used to receive anywhere between 8,000 and 10,000 letters a week.
8,000 and 10,000
yes.
letters a week.
That's right.
And how many proposals of marriage?
Well, of course, I had someone handle the mail. It was uh-huh. impossible for me to go through all of it, but. There were quite a few proposals of marriage and quite a few lovely gifts and some wonderful, wonderful friends who have stayed with me throughout my career. Many of the people who come to In the Round Dinner Theater are old Godfrey fans
uh-huh.
who still are loyal, and so I'll always be grateful for those days.
It would seem to me that it would be a nice shot to have a 90-minute TV special one of these days with
yes, it would
Arthur
be nice.
I believe he's coming to Chicago himself this summer sometime.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do a show. And
well, you ought to suggest that to him.
We'll try it, and we'll see if we can't book it, and we'll get everybody back.
That
and
would be
we'll
fun.
We'll sell tickets for it. And I know, I'll bet you could fill the In the Round Dinner Playhouse for you're doing it regularly
yes.
and have been for 5-6 weeks already,
mm-hmm.
more than that.
We'll be there a total of 10 weeks when I close May
yeah.
16th.
So,
and we came from Milwaukee where we were for 8 weeks.
So you're not too far from your hometown of St. Louis then, huh?
Yes, except I haven't been home in a long time. I live in Seabright, New Jersey now, but I'll be moving out to California in the fall.
Oh, that's a nice place to be, too.
Yes, it is.
Now, in addition to all of this beautiful singing that you have been doing over these years, what else are you doing? You're writing a book or something?
Yes, I have written mm-hmm. a book. It's called Make Known the Thoughts of Your Heart, and it's all inspirational poetry and prose. I'd like to do something from
it. I'd love to have some, certainly. If we have Arthur Godfrey doing What is a Boy and What is a Girl. And at the conclusion of our chat, we're going to be playing a recording by the famous recording team of Marian Marlowe and Frank Parker.
Oh,
and
really? How nice.
It will be in anticipation of the new record that's coming out later.
Good,
and we'll
yes.
play that, too, when we get it.
This should be out around Christmas
uh-huh.
time. This is called A Soldier's Prayer, and it's lyrics to a song. I wrote it aboard a sack bomber en route to Thule. This was written in 1953. God, please keep home like it used to be, the way it is in my heart. Keep all my family safe from harm while we must be apart. Keep the piano polished and a little out of tune, and save the crack in the window where I used to watch the moon. Keep the coffee pot perking on the old kitchen stove and the fishing rod that went with me all those summers at the cove. Cindy, the kids, my mom and dad, and yes, my old dog Sam. Hold 'em close, Lord, while I go out and try to be a man. I don't know what this war's about, but I know that I must go and do what I can for my country. But, Lord, I want you to know that tonight there's only love in my heart for God and my fellow man. And if I had only one prayer to give, I'd say it for my land. The land that is America, No matter where I roam, it's the land I'll never leave again. God bless this land, my home.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
When will we find the book?
Well, it's due to be published in September, and hopefully will be out by Christmas time.
And it is called?
Make Known the Thoughts of Your Heart.
Make Known the Thoughts of Your Heart. And who will be the publisher?
Chambers.
Chambers. Well, mm-hmm. We'll look for it at our bookstore.
Thank you very much.
Do you have
much.
Another one in there that we might be able to
yes, this
get
is,
a sneak preview of?
Surely. This is called Bend Down. It's also mm-hmm. lyrics to a song that I've written. Bend down and help your brother if you would see the face of God. Bend down and lift your brother. It's the self-same road you trod. What's happened to your spirit? What's happened to your soul? Have you sacrificed integrity in order to reach a goal? Have you sacrificed your honor to serve the cause of man? Have you set aside the word of God? Can you find your way back again? Well, give your hand to your brother. Tell him, brother, walk with me. And the love you see within his eyes is where the face of God will be.
They're very lovely, lovely poems.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm glad you like it.
Another side of Marion Marlowe. Well, two lovely sides of Marion Marlowe.
I've been writing since I was a child, and I'm hard at work on a book now, a novel.
A novel? What will that be about?
Well, it's sort
of... Say, about 200 pages. No.
Well, it's a novel that I would rather not talk about yet.
Okay, that's good. How about a glimpse of the exciting life that a young gal had in the show business? The life that you had, was it all work, or did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, I had a ball. Uh-huh. I wouldn't trade one thing that happened to me. I had a marvelous time. I started when I was 17 mm-hmm. on the Godfrey Show. And I had more fun. I've been all over the world. I've been able to do things for my family that I would never been able to do if I hadn't made the money that I made in this business. And I've met so many wonderful people and had a chance to work with so many wonderful people. And I've had a chance to grow. I wouldn't change a thing.
What was the most exciting thing that happened to you as far as your career was concerned? Was it being on the Godfrey Show?
I believe it was in the command performance in England.
Oh, yeah.
That was about the most exciting thing that ever happened to me.
What kind of a scene is that?
Oh.
What happens
it's
there?
It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. Well, the tale has been told many times by many people who have done it, but you're contacted and you go to the palace and you're received by the Queen after your show. Mm-hmm. And I did the whole night in shock. You know, when you're 17 years old, it's a very exciting thing to have happen. And it happened to me twice. I did two command performances while I was over there. And it was a very thrilling time for me.
Did you have to learn to curtsy?
No, I knew how to curtsy.
Oh, you did? Huh? In St. Louis, they taught you how to curtsy?
Well, I'd played in enough operettas that I knew how to curtsy.
Yeah. Well, you certainly know how to sing, and I
know you're
singing up a great storm out there. We've had good reports, excellent reports.
Yes, the crowd seemed
to
really
there.
Enjoy the show. Yeah. We have 8 young people with us. It's not just myself. And the show has been very well choreographed and directed by Gary Giacomo, who's the Jeff Award winner. Mm-hmm. And our musical director is Daryl Wagner. And we, as I say, we have 8 very talented young people who sing and dance.
Now, there are performances when? Every night except?
Every night except Monday.
Except Monday.
On Monday through Thursday, they're at 8 o'clock. On Friday, they're at 8:30. On Saturday, they're at 5:45 and 10:45. And on Sunday, they're at 2 o'clock and 7:30.
Well, you've got a pretty busy schedule yet, haven't
you? Yes, very busy schedule.
And people can get a fine dinner out there. And
yes.
And see a great show, and I think it's worth
it. It's a nice way to spend an evening.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice way to spend a few minutes chatting with you, too.
Thank you, Chuck. I've enjoyed it myself.
Thank you, Marion Marlowe.